RadioSafety.com.
At Localtopia on Saturday in Williams Park, an official Beer Week proclamation.
And I'd like to introduce Councilman Steve Cornell, who's going to make a special announcement.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be out here today. I love local businesses, and I'm going to talk about something near and dear to my heart, which is local businesses. And craft breweries are an amazing new local business in St. Petersburg. I have a proclamation in honor of Tampa Bay Beer Week, which honors celebrates the craft breweries that we have in the area. So make sure you come out and support them. Whereas St. Petersburg is home to five local craft breweries providing our residents with employment, entrepreneurial pride, and a chance to showcase their skills. And whereas our local brewers are committed and passionate about brewing world-class brews for enjoyment here and throughout the world. And whereas our local brewing industry brings together our residents, brewers, distributors, retailers, restaurants, and entertainment venues on both sides of Tampa Bay and increase our quality of life. And whereas Tampa Bay Beer Week's mission is to celebrate the Tampa Bay beer culture and showcase the area as an emerging and vibrant craft and specialty beer destination. And whereas the inaugural Tampa Bay Beer Week was established in 2012 and has since hosted more than 400 events ranging from large-scale festivals to beer tasting, beer dinners, and more. Now therefore I, Steve Cornell, Vice Chair of the St. Petersburg City Council, do hereby proclaim March 1st through 9th, 2014, Tampa Bay Beer Week.
Deckers, I'm part of the board for Tampa Bay Beer Week, and I'm a craft beer enthusiast.
You are Tom Burris.
I'm Tom Burris with Florida Beer Company, also on the board of Tampa Bay Beer Week. We're in front of the Brown Distributing tap beer trailer, which doesn't really give it justice. About 100 taps can be on that thing right now. We have a third of that. So
now the thing that's unusual about it is it's local craft beers.
It's all local breweries. We have five local here in St. Pete. Statewide, we have 105 breweries. Tampa Bay, we have 47 breweries right now.
Right. Let's mention the brands who are represented on the truck.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, yeah. Swamp Head and Mile Marker and Pinglehead and Barley Mow. Barley Mow's within the confines of the Pinellas County. Mm-hmm. We've got... I'm not going to be able to get all of them. Green Bench, Seventh Sun. What's the one I can't read that needs to have a bigger logo? Funky Buddha. We've got
just
Green.
Great, yeah.
Oh, we've got a ton of them. And Florida Beer is here. We've got Brewer's Tasting Room has brought stuff. There's just every type of beer that you can possibly imagine. And if you thought the mass-produced beer is what you want, well, I'll repeat my New York Times quote on craft beer, which is, it's like as if you had pizza from Pizza Hut your whole life and you've now been introduced to a fine Italian food.
Fine dining.
So come out, enjoy it. It's a wonderful event. Keep St. Petersburg local.
Terrific. Is this a trend happening everywhere in the country? Or it just seems like it's happening here.
Florida's usually about 5 years behind things, I always say. But, craft brewing is it's been around, about the last 20 years, it's been a huge influx, and the last five really have been impactful in Florida alone. But really, it's a trend for better quality of things in life. Like, it starts with beer, which beer is always the center of community and always has been. So that leads to better food, local businesses, local shops. So I think it's just a trend for better life, if that's the trend. But craft brewing's here to stay. I mean, we have 2,300 breweries in the United States right now, which is right over the amount before Prohibition. So, and it's going up, and they're not going away. So.
And beer is pure, more pure than water. That's where it came about in the first place, is that beer is pasteurized, it's boiled, and you're going to have the purity there. And it's just, it's an incredible trend. We've got one of the things that happens in Tampa Bay that I haven't seen happen anywhere else quite the same is the collaboration between brewers. Between Brewer's Tasting Room, between Green Bench, and there's a ton of collaboration brews. If you go into any tasting room, you'll see this was jointly brewed by Funky Buddha and Florida Beer, or by Green Bench and Brewer's Tasting Room. It's amazing.
Well, we just heard the city of St. Petersburg proclaim Beer Week, and you are holding the proclamation. That is exciting. When is it, and
it is.
What's going to happen?
It's March 1st to 9th, 2014, and if people go to TampaBayBeerWeek.com, they look up events. There's going to be 400 and some events. There's links to the events. Both sides of the bay, we are not, as a consortium, sponsoring any particular event. but it's all the brewers, all the tasting rooms, and we'll have a halfway there event that'll come up probably about September. Mm-hmm. And there's some major events, minor events, both sides of the bay, north and south.
Wow.
Phenomenal.
Terrific. Well, have a good day today. Thanks to Carol Deckers and Tom Burris talking about Beer Week and craft beer in St. Petersburg here at Localtopia.
And I think you need to come and grab a brew.
I'm going to do that right now. For RadioSt. Pete.com, I'm Joe Bordeaux.
RadioSt. Pete.com.